You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, I mean, welcome to hour number three. Wow. Here we are. Hey, folks, I got to pause momentarily, too, and just tell you about our friends at the Elm Foundation. Elm, E-L-M, Elm Foundation. Man, they just do some cool stuff. And they are really making a dent in what it takes to help people basically get off the streets, get back engaged in life, find their way forward. I mean, the Elm Foundation is actually changing lives. And they're not just like some kind of touchy-feely thing where they throw money at it and wish you the best. No, the Elm Foundation actually helps people get off the streets, find the dignity of self-worth through work again, about getting them engaged in life, but then also provides them accountability. And then doesn't just say good luck to you, but actually walks them through the processes and lets them know when they're not meeting their milestones. I mean, the Elm Foundation has done some very cool things. We had them in studio a while back and did a full hour-long interview. So impressive. But you want to check them out, especially now that right now we're at year-end. Year-end giving is a big deal for charitable organizations. So think about it. Their website is ElmHSV, because they're in Huntsville. That's ElmHSV.org. That's Elm Huntsville, ElmHSV.org. If you talk to them, tell them you heard about it on our Right Side. I would appreciate that. All right, next round. All right, we're in. Is it only Dipper number two? How did this happen? It's 4 o'clock.
Dipper number two.
It's 4 o'clock, and I'm starting. But I'm getting to Dipper three because it's an important one. I got to get to it too. So all right. Here's the deal. Chicks and dudes. I mean, if you were at the Right Side Studios, you would see that even the bathroom doors have the names Right Chicks and Right Dudes on them. You know why? Because we believe there are only right chicks and there are only right dudes, because that's what's right. And yet, we are constantly in this battle. By the way, why is it a battle? You know what? I'm gonna retract that statement. I'm not battling with anybody. I'm just denying them the ability to make me have to say something that I don't believe. Chicks are chicks. Dudes are dudes. It's a question of biology and how God made you and the way you came out of the womb. There you are. You don't get to change it. There's no such thing as gender fluid. That's ridiculous. If you can begin to say that those kind of things are available to anyone, like, you know, I should have changed my gender today. How do you want to identify? I mean, how many different acronyms? LGBTQ2IA plus yada yada yada. I don't know. Where does the acronym end? Well, we're seeing, though, this constant war on the chicks and dudes front. And I mentioned a moment ago during the Boomer McQueen segment, got a story here from Fox News. Fox News, a new Orwellian Health and Human Services pronoun mandate forces employees to deny reality and violate the law, says one legal expert. So if you didn't hear it, here's the deal. Our Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, national level, right? That's the one that Ben Carson was the secretary of. Not anymore, but back then he was. That's how big, it's a cabinet level position to be the head of HHS. Has now rolled out a new gender pronoun policy that one Heritage Foundation expert and a former HHS official says violates employees' rights. You could be fired for misgendering, believe it or not. So the story broke first on Twitter, now called X, wrote that HHS, quote, imposed a transgender pronoun mandate on its employees who will now be forced to deny biological realities with their own words or face firing. Really? Well, apparently so. So the email says this: all employees should be addressed by the names and pronouns they use to describe themselves. Gender identity and non-discrimination guidance that protects employee rights and protections related to gender identity. Okay, so, anyway, the bottom line is this became a thing because of two White House executive orders, both from Biden, in January 21 and another one in June of 22, that were framed as ways to, quote, prevent gender discrimination. Right. Well, they go on to say this. The practice creates an inclusive work environment. Inclusive for who? The small minority of people who claim to be transgender? How about the rest of us who don't want to go down that road? Where's our inclusiveness? Anyway, an inclusive work environment where all applicants and employees are treated with dignity. The isolated and inadvertent use of an incorrect name or pronoun will generally not constitute unlawful harassment. Generally. Like, not always. Sometimes, though. It says, but, here's the kicker, but, this is a quote now, but, as the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has explained, continual intentional use of an incorrect name or pronoun, or both, could in certain circumstances contribute to the unlawful hostile work environment. So here's my advice. It goes on, by the way, to allow employees to wear whatever clothing they wish to identify with and to use restrooms based on how they identify. And, by the way, men who identify as female do have the right to get naked in front of female colleagues in the locker room, yada, yada. Okay, so here's my suggestion. First of all, you have a religious accommodation right under the law, and I would make it if you want to. I would make it. I would suggest that be one of your first lines of defense. Claim the religious accommodation. Secondarily, I would say this. Make it known in writing. Don't just say to your boss, hey, this violates my conscience. Put it in writing and ask them for a response. And then keep the response. If you send it by email, then please use a read receipt and hopefully a delivery receipt that you keep that shows they got it and they read it. And then if you're not sure they're reading it, just print a copy and take it down to your human resources office and say, here's my issue. I wanted a religious accommodation. If they won't do it, then recognize we have whistleblower laws. And you can be a whistleblower. You certainly can. And then thirdly, don't be afraid to call a press conference. All right, so chicks and dudes, what else we got? Here's something, though. Here's a better news. Here's some better news. This story came out just yesterday, and I pulled this one off of CBS News in Miami. Local and yet big. A federal judge has rejected a challenge to the 2021 Florida law that bans transgender female students from playing in women's and girls' sports. Okay, so here's the thing. In 2021, under DeSantis' leadership, the state legislature of Florida passed a ban on transgender participation in women's sports. And they did so because they said that they felt like they had a legitimate interest in protecting women's sports as a part of the Title IX mandates from federal law. Makes sense. Makes sense. Until, you know, attorneys from a more liberal bent got involved and found themselves a Broward County student identified by the initials DN who filed a lawsuit claiming this violated their rights. The judge disagrees. The judge threw out the case. Now, the judge basically said if you want to revise your lawsuit on other grounds and file again, you can. But he found that there was indeed a legitimate interest in promoting women's equality in athletics. And by doing what they did, the state of Florida was doing what it could to preserve women's sports. That's a good ruling. That's a chicks and dudes, y'all. That's a good ruling right there. That's a good ruling to prevent dudes from playing chick sports in Florida. And the judge, he got it right. We'll see if it gets appealed. We'll see where it goes. But y'all, it's necessary because there's stuff like this. Story from Newsweek, dated 2 days ago. Female powerlifter angry about transgender athletes faces suspension. Well, it's Newsweek, so that was not really a very solid headline. But when you read here's the deal. A professional female powerlifter announced she's facing a 2-year suspension because she dared to make remarks about transgender athletes in sports. And she points out that, yeah, she said that in a recent interview with Pierce Morgan, she talked about the fact that powerlifting is what she called a pure strength sport, where males, in her words, quote, have a 60 to 70% advantage over females. That's just biology. That's just physiology. That's just kinesiology. That's just all the ologies, all right? That might even be theology if you get down to it. But and she pointed out about someone who identifies as a woman named Annie Andrus. We talked about that person on the show before. That's a dude that believes he's a chick who now competes in chick powerlifting and set a new world record at the 2023 Western Canadian Championship. With a big fat asterisk by it, in my opinion. But she posted on Twitter, this female athlete did, "I now face a 2-year ban for speaking publicly about the unfairness of biological males being allowed to taunt female competitors and loot their winnings." Wow. She said, "Apparently I have failed in my gender role duties as a supporting actress in the horror show that is my hashtag sport right now." What a great line. She failed in her gender role duties as the supporting actress in the horror show. Anyway, that kind of mess, that's where we are right now. Chicks and dudes? Yeah. Well, there's more. I'll tell you after this break about what happened when a young lady was playing field hockey and there was a dude on the team. And since Charlene used to play field hockey, I can just tell you it's a rough sport. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, tell you all about it when we get back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just making it like cool to be a conservative. Hey, by the way, I'll tell you who else does a really good job of being cool at what they do, and that's the folks at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, y'all, they're one of our sponsors. They not only sponsor the Right Side Way monologue, but they are also a sponsor in general. And listen, they're open 7 days a week, this chain of clinics. I mean, if you need medical attention on a Saturday morning, what do? You wake up, the kid's got a fever or whatever else. It's that season, right? Well, Southern Immediate Care. They are open 7 days a week with locations all around our listening area, like 5 locations around the Birmingham area alone. So, and by the way, this is who I use. And I say that with all sincerity. I've been using them longer than they've been advertising. In fact, they're advertising because I had been using them, and I was so pleased, I felt like everybody else should know too. So Southern Immediate Care, I mean, the guy that owns the chain, by the way, is a Right Side ruffian. But they are, every time I've walked in the door, Southern Immediate Care facilities are always clean, they're always friendly, they're always professional, they get you in, they get you out. I'm just saying, y'all, this is good doings. Southern Immediate Care, you need medical attention, you go look them up online, find the location nearest to you, and head on in. And by the way, if you do, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would be pleased to know that they were hearing that. Okay, chicks and dudes, here we go. Horrible situation happened. And this is the kind of thing you look at and go, it is unconscionable what this social fad is. Phil, these are real. These are people identify that way. Shut up. They do not. They have chosen to go, I think I'm a woman. I shall be known as a woman. It doesn't work like that. If we were told during COVID, we were told 1,000 times, follow the science. It's the science. Well, apparently you don't have to follow science anymore. And story here on the Daily Signal was one of many that I could have pulled. But this is a horrible thing. A Massachusetts student athlete, a young lady, had 2 of her teeth knocked out when she was struck in the face by a male opponent during a high school co-ed field hockey game, leading to the questioning of the wisdom of mixing the sexes in certain co-ed school sports. So, and this, you know, a lady tweeted out who is an activist in the issue of why we're allowing this kind of thing to happen. Says, why is everyone so comfortable with harming girls in the name of social justice and equality? Enough is enough. And then the captain of the team wrote a letter to the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association. And she wrote, the shrieks and screams of fear and pain that projected from her after being hit filled the stadium. The girl actually, by the way, faced significant facial and dental injuries. She required some pretty significant follow-up treatment. Why are we allowing this? How do they do they go to the meetings and go, well, we actually believe that young men should be allowed to compete because we believe in it? or are they just caving? Either one's bad. I mean, I guess on the one hand, I'd almost rather understand that they believe it, because at least then it's based on something. But I think a lot of them are just caving. Oh, we might have a lawsuit from the Human Rights Campaign. We might be named a hate group by the SPLC. Stop it. It's just, we got to start standing up for these young ladies. All right, chicks and dudes, how about this one? He made his campaign all about the fact that he was a transgender. Well, a guy that identifies as a chick, Danica Roem, Democrat from Virginia, just won a Virginia State Senate seat Tuesday, the first openly transgender candidate to win a Senate seat in the South, according to Breitbart. Breitbart, who, by the way, calls him a him, thank you very much, Breitbart, says that Roem, 39, defeated Bill Wolf, a former Fairfax County police detective endorsed by Glenn Youngkin. Wolf had vowed to ban transgender athletes. Roem made history in 2017 when she was first elected to the Virginia House of Delegates, becoming the nation's first openly transgender state lawmaker. Roem made his identity as a transgender person a cornerstone of his campaign. Well, Virginia, what in pray tell is happening in Virginia? By the way, don't think it's just out there. You know, we just had a Democrat primary for a special election for a state representative seat here in Alabama with the first openly transgender candidate for a seat like that in Alabama. Now, the transgender lost in Alabama, but in Virginia, nope. Last one I guess I got. I may have a couple more. Glamour magazine just named a dude as the woman of the year. Kid you not. Townhall.com. Glamour magazine. Like that place where allegedly you go to find out what's in vogue. What are all the latest style trends? How can I be beautiful? Because it's called Glamour magazine. It says on social media, the outlet described the guy, Gina Rosero is his name, as a force to be reckoned with, adding that she's a model, an activist, a producer, and an author. Well, Diana Canada, who's a host of a show called Lady Up America, she lashed out at it saying this. She said, women's magazines that glorify men as women are doing their part to normalize this lunacy, alongside major corporations like Bud Light and Target. We see how it worked out for them, and I'm sure the backlash is coming, though it'll probably be slower, and here's why. Women as a whole tend to be compassionate and inclusive. That's our wiring. We prefer consensus. We don't like to rock the boat or stand alone. They are more inclined to have gay friends, consider themselves more progressive, perhaps even have trans friends. So although this is a major insult to them, I think it's going to take longer for them to realize it. I don't know that I agree with that. I don't know a single woman in my sphere who would go, that's okay. I have lots of gay friends. I just want to hang out. It'll be cool. I'm sure those people exist. They don't exist in my world, but there you are. Glamour, by the way, Glamour UK, the British version of Glamour magazine, earlier this year had a trans pregnant man, so-called, saying that men can get pregnant. That was one of their covers during the Pride Month event. It just, chicks and dudes, y'all listen, the bottom line is this. There's chicks, there's dudes, there's biology, there just is. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.